Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We put the phones on hold for a couple of minutes here, continuing our theme of Sochi, along with Super Bowl and Super Bowl week. We go to the World Cup champion this past week in the four-man bobsled and the overall world champion in the two-man bobsled, and that is Steve Holcomb, who joins us now on the Attack. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Great. It's great to have you on board. Bob Black along with Joe Spano. Steve, it had to be really sweet for the four-man crew to win the final World Cup race of the season right before Sochi. Gives you a good feeling going into the Olympics.
Definitely. There's no better feeling. I mean, when the season culminates on a win going into the most important race the last 4 years, exactly where you want to be. You want to be kind of also in the minds of your competitors, knowing that they gave it their all and they still couldn't beat us, and they've only got a couple of days left before to figure something out in order to beat us. So, yeah, it was pretty motivating. And then walking away with the overall World Cup title, that plays a lot into our minds as well as our competitors. So I think, we're right on the right track. We've got a lot of motivation, a lot of momentum going into the Sochi Olympics, and I'm really looking forward to competing.
Yeah, you talk about it, and it's all about the crew, but it's also about the sled. It's about the guys that support. How about the corporate support that you get going into Sochi?
It's incredible. I mean, we've got a lot of sponsors that are really standing behind us and doing a really great job. You know, I'm here with DeVry University. They've been behind me for a long time, really helping me not only, get to do these Olympics, but post-Olympics. After I'm done with this, I need something to fall back on. You know, we're all volunteers, and we work hard doing this, but we have nothing really to fall back on when we're done. And so now I'm getting my degree in computer information systems, and they're able to work around my schedule. I'm a professional bobsledder. This is what I do for a living. I'm doing this all day long, and I don't have time to do the traditional school. So this working with DeVry has been great, and I'm able to do this on my schedule. And even when I go overseas and I'm competing, I'm able to continue my education, and that's huge.
You know, talk about – you had a bit of a unique issue earlier in your career. You started to meet with some success as a bobsledder, but you had a unique and rare vision problem that stopped you from getting to the top of the mountain where you are now. Talk about that. Talk about addressing it, and talk about what it did for your career moving forward.
So I had keratoconus, which is a degenerative eye disease. And basically, your eyes just slowly get worse over time, and eventually you have a cornea transplant. At that point, when I first was diagnosed, it was no big deal, and that was in 2001. Well, come 2007, my vision had deteriorated to 21,000. So I was pretty blind, and I couldn't see, and finally it wore into my bobsledding. You know, I was actually driving kind of blind, but because I wasn't blind when I first started, I slowly worked into it and was able to drive and just kind of feel my way down the track. It eventually got to the point where I thought it was a danger, it was a safety hazard. If I crashed and hurt somebody or, God forbid, killed somebody, I wouldn't be able to live with myself. So in 2007, I essentially retired from the sport. My coaches weren't having it. They knew that we had a lot of success, a lot of potential success, and we worked hard to find a cure. And shortly after that, we found a doctor in Beverly Hills that did an experimental procedure called C3R, and that basically saved my vision and put me back in the sport. 1 year after having that procedure done, we won the first world championship in 50 years. 2 years after that procedure, almost to the day, we won the first Olympic gold medal since 1948. So it's been an incredible journey, both up and down, very bumpy, but well worth it.
The wealth of experience that you and the team have must serve you well. Obviously, you're coming in as the defending Olympic four-man champions. You know, your experience in world at the top of the World Cup, your experience at the top of the Olympics, having participated in several Olympic Games now. How important is that experience, and how well will that serve you going forward in Sochi?
It's extremely important. Bobsledding is all about experience. You have very limited time on the track, and so every run counts, you know, and it comes down to three things. You need to have a fast start, you need to have a good driver, and you need to have fast equipment. Right now I have, in my opinion, and I think probably most of the world's opinion, the fastest push crew on the planet. I have 4 more years of experience in driving, and I have two brand new sleds, actually. I've got a brand new BMW M2 bobsled, which is two-man, and it's hands down the fastest sled in the world right now. I also have a brand new Foreman, the Night Train 2, which is the new version of the original Night Train that came out in 2008, which won the gold medal in Vancouver. And with these sleds, the push crew and my driving, I think we have exactly what we want. And when you're prepared like that, it relieves a lot of pressure going into the Olympics. I mean, we don't really have to worry about anything other than doing our jobs, and that's a huge relief and a lot for a lot of people.
Steve, I watched you guys race, and I believe it was in Switzerland. And there seemed to be a little bit of an adjustment period going on with the new Night Train. Talk about the adjustment in going from the older sled to the newer sled, because it seemed like you guys were really needing to tweak stuff at that point. I was starting to get a little worried about Sochi, but then you turn around and you win in Germany.
Yeah, so we in St. Moritz we had a little bit of a lull, but I don't think it was somewhat planned. We wanted to go into Sochi being ranked in the top five in the world. That was kind of our goal because that's the start order. And so coming into the second half of the season, we were ranked number one in the world, so we had a little bit of a room to play with the sleds, and we could sacrifice a little bit of a few places if something went wrong. So we're constantly trying to tweak these sleds and make them faster. It's just like NASCAR. You're still within the rules, but you can still tweak some stuff and try to make them just a little bit faster, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But as you saw last weekend in Germany, we decided to go out with a bang and make sure everything that we've learned over this season was applied, and then we did it right, and it showed, and we won the race by a little bit, and it was pretty exciting and motivating, and I think somewhat crushing to our competitors.
Steve, final one before we let you go. Obviously, you guys go in as the favorites or amongst the favorites. Who are some of the other teams out there that pose the most danger to you guys and your chances at getting gold?
I think the biggest competitor is going to be Russia. It's their home track, their home crowd. It's their Olympics, and they've been on this track more than anybody. They've been fast all season. They were fast. They were really fast last season. So I think they're really going to be dialed in. We've also got the Canadians. They're tough. The Germans are always tough. The Swiss are tough. So it'll be a good race, though. I'm looking forward to it.
Steve, thanks so much for a few minutes. It was truly a pleasure. Best of luck in Sochi and beyond. Bring home some gold for the good old U.S. of A. But most importantly, you guys stay safe out there.
We will. Thank you very much for having me.
It was our pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was Steve Holcomb joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob, as we prepare for the Sochi Olympics,